Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Foreigner bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a Small Business Advocate, and hopefully check out my websites. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is AgeOfTheCustomer.com. Pam Danziger, Pamela N. Danziger, is the name on all the books that she has written, including Let Them Eat Cake, including Shopping, Why We Love It, and also Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. That's just three of her four books that have sold something under a billion copies across the, galaxy.
Unfortunately.
Pam, thanks again for being here. Give us the website again, please.
It's unitymarketingonline.com. And, you know, I have a white paper that explains the latest survey what it means for and looking for the holiday season.
Unitymarketingonline.com.
Exactly.
So check it out.
Everybody's looking at that.
And they can find the white paper there on the homepage, off the homepage?
Yes. Well, there's a white paper button.
So yeah,
we're doing a new website, and what a nightmare that's going to be.
Tell me about it, yeah. Well, thanks for making that available. Folks, please take advantage of that. So, okay, here's my question.
Yes.
One of the things, folks, if you just tuned in, Pamela tracks affluent shoppers, and she does research on them. She polls them 3, 4, 5 times a year and asks them, what are you thinking about? What are you doing? How are you doing? And they tell her, and she translates that into some usable information that you and I can use as merchants. And Pam, one of the things I was asking, you described in the last segment the Henrys, the high earners, not rich yet.
Yeah.
And I think there are more and more of the older Gen Ys. They're, you know, late 20s, 30s.
Yeah.
And certainly the Gen Xers who were in their 30s and early 40s, more and more of those of that generation, not baby boomers,
right,
but these younger generations are in that category. And so I know how baby boomers act, but I wonder if how much of a marked difference there is between the behavior of Gen X and Gen Y when they become Henrys than baby boomers. What do you think?
Well, there's, I mean, huge differences. All you have to do is go to dinner and you see the young kids next to you sitting there playing with their phones while they're having dinner.
Instead of sharing a moment with the person with them, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, one of the things, and we you know, affluence. People don't get affluent by accident. I mean,
right.
Most people go to school, they get their degree, they get an advanced degree, they start on their career,
right,
and they pursue it, and they grow in their career, and they work hard. Now, one of the key things that I found when we did a recent survey with millennials on the road to affluence, I mean, people who've got those high levels of education and are in career paths that will lead to affluence, one of the things that I found, which was very stunning, was a definite desire for them to have time to be with their families, have time for vacations, have time to live their lives. And, you know,
are you saying they're less workaholics than baby boomers?
Exactly. That they are opting, they are choosing a lifestyle that will mean less money, simply because they are choosing to have a life beyond simply their
they're
work.
Less
no,
materialistic. They're less materialistic.
Exactly. Without a question. And so I think that we may see a generation of younger people simply choosing, well, you know, I'm at a Henry level. I don't need to make that ultra affluent level of income. So I'm very happy here. I'm contented here. And that means, you know, again, a whole less, you know, less materialistic, smaller houses, less, you know, less of everything. And I do think that that is distinctly being set up with this generation. So it has implications for the next 20 years of our business.
Right.
And we're going to see these young people. They're still not in, you know, affluence.
We still don't know exactly how they're going to act once they've gotten beyond the idealistic 20s and into the real world where you have, you know, you get your nose mashed a couple of times in your 30s and you know, that kind of thing. The children, you start having children, the children get older. They're not there yet. The Gen Ys are not there yet, so we don't really know how they're going to behave.
They're not there yet.
But they're trending, aren't they?
The dates are, we're going to start really feeling them in the marketplace in about 2020, and between 2026 and 2029 is when they're going to really start becoming the core Henry demographic.
And here are a couple of reasons why. The baby boomers are going to be getting out of the marketplace pretty much,
for
a number of reasons, retiring and dying. But the other thing is there are 80 million Gen Ys. This is the largest generation.
It's about exactly the same size as the baby boomers.
It's actually bigger. It's actually bigger by several million.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to have a profound impact on the whole, and it's more ethnically diverse. Mm-hmm. It's going to have a lot of implications
on many things, on the election, on electoral balance, on so many things, on the values of America. This generation is going to have a huge impact, and they're going to have it on. And if you're not prepared for them in your business, your Main Street business, right, Pam? You're going to suffer.
Well, you know, that's what I'm discovering as we are now redesigning our website. It's like I've got to redesign the website for the attention spans of these millennials that are in business, and it's like everything has to be in 500 word chunks. I mean, if it's 1,200 words, like, you know, baby boomers, we could read 1,200 words and absorb them, but the younger generation doesn't. So
you might want to think 300 words is not 500 words.
It's such a challenge we all have to adapt, and, you know, we can stay the way we are, but I think the future lies with this younger generation, so it's up to us to figure out ways of communicating and reaching them and connecting
with them. I'm trying to help them communicate, too. I'm not giving up on that. UnityMarketingOnline.com. Thanks, Pam. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.